If you ever felt the urge to step away from the chaos of the world just to find God again, you're not alone. Saint Benedict did exactly that, and his story might be just what you need today. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today we're celebrating the feast of one of the most important figures in the history of Europe and the Church, Saint Benedict of Nursia, the father of Western monasticism. Saint Benedict lived at a time when the world as he knew it was crumbling. The Roman Empire had collapsed, and society was falling into decay. It was a time not unlike our own in many ways. Uncertainty, confusion, a crisis of values. And yet, instead of trying to fix the world by worldly means, Benedict took a different route. He walked away. But not out of fear or indifference, he withdrew to wage war on himself, to seek God alone, and from that battle, something extraordinary was born. Today I want to share with you a reflection on Saint Benedict's life by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira. I think you'll find it not only inspiring, but also incredibly relevant. Let's dive in. Saint Benedict, the patriarch of Western monks, from a young age responded to divine grace, seeking in every act of his life to perfect himself and serve God alone. However, being the son of distinguished parents, they sought to give him an education that would prepare him to win worldly glory, and for that, they sent him to study in Rome's greatest colleges. Saint Benedict, uncomfortable with his situation, found himself forced to live in a corrupt environment, as Rome was at that time, and decided to break completely with the world by fleeing into the desert. Now, listen to how the professor describes those early years. Today, it is often supposed that those remote places to which the holy hermits retreated were entirely free of temptations, and that their flight into the desert was therefore an act of cowardice. But beyond the exceptional strength of will required of hermits to remain for years cut off from all worldly contact, Saint Benedict, by revealing the temptations he suffered, completely disproves that baseless claim. So intense were the temptations he endured on Mount Subiaco, where he had withdrawn, that at times he had to throw himself into thorn bushes to overcome them. And by these extraordinary means, he achieved total victory of spirit over flesh. Think about that for a moment. Saint Benedict was so determined not to give in to temptation that he literally threw himself into thorn bushes. That's not symbolism or poetic exaggeration. That actually happened. It shows just how seriously he took the fight for purity. But let's continue. Our Lord, however, desired that the glory of his servant would shine through the world and that many souls would be won through him. So, before long, the number of people desiring to live under Benedict's guidance grew so large that 12 monasteries had to be founded, thus beginning the famous Benedictine order. Gifted with a prophetic spirit and the power to work miracles, Saint Benedict made an incalculable impact in his time, preaching more by the example of an austere and blameless life than by words. His relics are still largely preserved today in the monastery of Monte Cassino, Italy. The professor then points out something interesting. He notes how the world, meaning those who don't live by the Catholic faith, is always ready to criticize our saints and downplay the glory of the Church. He says, if the Church presents a saint who lived in the world and overcome its temptations because he was given the grace to do so and was called for that mission, the world quickly points out his imperfections, claiming he lacked the courage to live a secluded life. If, instead, the Church shows us a saint who spent his entire life in the desert or in the silence of a monastery, the world accuses him of being unfit for worldly life and, therefore, weak. Both, however, are heroes, because both must overcome themselves and the difficulties they face, whether inside or outside the world, are equally enormous. Hence, the Catholic must not listen to the world, because the world will always find something to criticize, and it will only stop criticizing when the Catholic fails to fulfill his duty. And with that, the professor concludes. And isn't that the truth? People with no discipline mock those who have it. Those who chase pleasure look down on those who pursue virtue. Why? Because holiness is a mirror, and most people don't like what they see reflected back. Funny how follow your passion only seems to apply when your passion aligns with the world's expectations. That's how it's always been, as far as I can tell. Cain didn't kill Abel because Abel accused him of anything, but because Abel's sacrifice was pleasing to God. But saints like Saint Benedict, Padre Pio, and so many others remind us that the opinions of worldly men don't matter. We're not here to impress the world. We're here to please God. So let me leave you with this. If your pursuit of holiness draws criticism, it might be a sign you're doing something right. Thank you for watching. Please don't forget to click the notification bell, and we'll see you in the next video.